Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative and all that kind of music I can imagine that fits into that woolly list of genres. And it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, as usual, as always. And I'm going to try and play you an interesting mix of things. I think it's going to actually be a little bit of old school stuff. I started there with Cesium 13 with a track called Endure from the Electronic Savers album. A very stonking good album and very worth while indeed, but also very good value for money. Four or five discs worth of good stuff on there. Of course, as usual, later in the show I'll give you a rundown of gigs, clubs, events going on in the local area, and this month is usually, as normal, dedicated to Infest that's happening at the Student Union later on in the month. Very excited about that. Going to be some top bands, going to be an interesting one as usual, and probably going to come away with a wallet slightly emptier and a bag of CDs slightly heavier, so that should be good. But anyway, more details on that later in the show. I'm going to just continue now with some Icon of Coil. I told you I was going a bit old school. They haven't existed for a while, and this is Shelter.
Murdered. let us play Bond.
The awesomely fun Eisenfunk with Pong, and I love that track to bits. I thought it was incredibly cheesy the first time I heard it, and I almost cringed to death, kind of thing. But it's grown on me so much. It's just incredibly fun, and there's a lot to be said about doing fun music, and that puts a smile on my face every time I hear it now, so that's going to get a fair amount of play from me. Before that, we had Clicks with TV, which is one of those bands that are just appearing for some reason. I haven't quite worked out where they're coming from, but I'm keeping an eye on them. Great track from the Advanced Electronics Volume 8 compilation. And before that, we had some relatively old school Icon of Coil. Not the oldest Icon of Coil, but it's a relatively new album for them, but considering they haven't released anything in about 5 years, it means it's quite old. So, Icon of Coil are, of course, Andy Lupagua of Scandi, Combi Christ, all those kind of bands, fame. He was originally frontman of Icon of Coil before they went off for their separate ways to do different things. So, brilliant stuff from there. And, you know, it's worth digging out every now and again. Well worth playing. Talking of fun bands, I've noticed this week the Gothsicles have released their latest album, which if you go onto the internet and search for Save Dat Princess, there's a video of one of the tracks off the new album online already, just bouncing around YouTube, and it is brilliant fun. I love the Gothsicles to bits for that very same reason as the the Pong track, the Gothicals, just loads of fun, and geeky fun at that, into all their tracks. So I'm looking forward to getting my hands on that album. It's only been out a couple of days, so well worth tracking down, and I'm going to be trying to get a hold of a copy, hopefully in time next show, so I'll have Gothical-related stuff to play you. Other news well worth mentioning. There's a band called 32 Crash that I may have played occasionally on the show, I can't remember, and it's essentially a project of Jean-Luc Demeyer from Front 242 and Len Lemire, I believe, from Implant, and they're back with a new album in the autumn. Now, I'm not quite sure when the autumn means, but I'm guessing almost this point in the year onwards, so I'll let you know more when it comes along. But the other thing I do know is its name is going to be Y2112Y. So a palindromic name there. No idea why, and not quite sure what it means. And the other piece of news worth mentioning is a band called Goteki. Now, I don't think I've even mentioned these before. I'm not a massive fan of them myself, but I can't say I'm particularly versed with their full back catalogue. Now, one thing they have done just recently is released entire back catalogue for free. You can go and download it legally for free from goteki.co.uk. This is all their stuff apart from their latest album, Santa Muerte, which is still in print, so I don't think they can legally start giving it away for free, or else they'll really annoy the record label that it's on. But yes, yeah, so I think I did the same with 16 Volt. 16 Volt a while back released all their back catalogue apart from the current album, and essentially got a lot more exposure to it. They were seen as a band no one had really heard of, so it was well worth it for them. I think they've seen higher sales of their current albums since that, just by people going off and going, well, it'll cost me nothing, it's perfectly legal, I can go and check out all these tracks. And you can do exactly the same with Goteki, and good luck to them. Hopefully it will inspire sales as well. Right, I think that's going to be it for the newsy type link. I'm going to come to some tunes, and I've played, you know, some quite bleepy synthy stuff now, so I'm going to switch to something involving guitars of some description. So let's see if I remember which CD player I put these in. This should be My Enemy.
Take me away. nobody ever gonna bring me down. I got a new rhythm, you can hear the sound.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Prep School Tragedy with I Hate Everything. It's not I Hate Everything. I'll get that right now. Hate Everything I Do, the Glitch Mode Mix by Cyanotic from the Cyanotic Presents Gears Gone Wild Spring Break compilation. Now, I was a bit unsure about playing that track because it doesn't seem that kind of... It seems a bit kind of rappy kind of thing, but it's actually still... very industrial in my mind and very electronic, and I think that pretty much counts for the remit of the show. So, and it's really enjoyable. It's just kind of good and shouty and bouncy. So essentially I should rename the show with a remit, good and shouty and bouncy, for a lot of it. Before that we had also very good, kind of different kind of shouty, Be My Enemy with Disintegration from, well, it's from the latest album, but it's also available on Producing the Answer Volume 1, which is a BitRiot sampler, I believe. So I believe it's also a free download. So I don't know if it still is. It was certainly ages ago when I got hold of that. So very good stuff from there, and maybe still available for free if you go and hunt out the Producing the Answer Volume 1 from the BitRiot Records website. Right, time to run down gigs and things going on in the local area. We have, this coming weekend, on Saturday the 13th of August, we have Darklands at the Stereo in York. So that's every second Saturday of the month, so that's 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. and £4 on the door. More information can be found at darklands.org.uk. Following that, we have the Wendy House on Saturday the 20th of August, so the following Saturday. That's held at Leeds Uni Student Union. Massive night there. Runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. £5 on the door. You've got two rooms. You've got the main room of kind of goth, rock, cheese, a bit of alternative, bit of everything going on in there. And you've got the smaller room, which is more electronic, industrial and hard dancey type things. So more information about that can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Now, following that, it's almost not worth mentioning because it's so obvious, but I'm going to run down the list anyway. It is Infest 2011. It's one of those festivals I get so excited about every year, kind of looking forward to it. It's incredibly well run and it's always full of a good number of good friends of mine, and it's always good to bump into old faces, meet a load of new ones, and usually discover a bunch of bands as well. And this year we have the list of bands and we also have the schedule. The schedule has now been announced, so it's well worth getting along to the Infest website, or in fact just listening to me now because I'm about to read it off. On Friday we have opening the festival U-Turns, followed by Code 64 and Tactical Sect. I'm really quite looking forward to Code 64 myself. I like my synthy electronic stuff and they seem to do it very well. On Saturday there is, in order of appearance, V2A, Machine and Krieger 52 versus Disruptor, which is quite a interesting name. I'm really going to have to check those out. I think they're quite rhythmical noise. Alien Vampires, Absolute Body Control, Zotox and Hokiko. Also, on the Saturday and Sunday, there's going to be goth karaoke. Now, karaoke personally makes me cringe, but a lot of my friends are very excited about this, trying to sing along badly to some of their favourite goth classics. So that's going to be happening in the Escape Bar. Not quite sure what time it's happening at, but it's kind of happening mid-afternoon onwards. All the details again on the Infest website. Might as well run down Sunday as well whilst I'm here. Sunday starts with Analog Angel, Julian K, Shiv R, Mind in a Box, Sonar and VMV Nation. I think I'm horrendously excited about Julian K, Shiv R and Mind in a Box. They are going to be my bands of the day, or the ones I'm really looking forward to seeing. Although I think for all weekend it's worth me just checking out every single band anyway. You can nip down for 5 minutes, check them out, see if they appeal to you, then wander off and chat to your mates if they don't, or hang out and watch the band and really enjoy them if they do. That's the beauty of a festival like this. You can't be at the wrong stage. There is only one stage. You can just turn up and check out bands as they play. They come to you, they play all kinds of stuff. So hopefully there's someone in there who's going to really surprise me, and I'm going to come away with a pile of new CDs. Infest website is where all the information is. More information at www.infestuk.com. So that is, well, that's what I'm going to be horrendously excited about. And I'm trying to work out if that overlaps with my next show. So, actually, you know, I think I've got one show just before that. So the next show will be just before Infest, yes, because the following weekends are Wendy House and Darklands. So that's two weekends. So I'm back the Thursday before Wendy House. So you'll have me wittering on about how excited I am about all those kind of bands. Again, you get two shows full of that. Aren't you lucky? Right, I think it's now time to continue with some tunes. And I've got a kind of current new favourite band of mine. These guys have done a couple of gigs in the Yorkshire-ish region recently, and I've been playing their promo CD I picked up at last year's Infest for a while now, so now their album's out, I figured I might as well play a few tracks off this. This is Surgeon with a track called The Stranger. We'll be right back.
what's righteous to me is abhorrent to you. What's righteous to me is abhorrent to you. What's righteous to me is abhorrent to you. We'll be right back.
teach a million lies for each and all a crown disguise. Prompts for action, false reaction, embody promise in a sheen so pure. Have the measure of blind ambition, the testament to your singular disease. Against all wisdom, you heed no warning. Your desires giving you away. If I could change your mind, I would save you from the path you wander in desperation, dreams, and this soul can set you free. And I still hear you scream in every breath, in every single motion, burning innocence, the fire to set you free. Your actions turn conquest to dust, importance to fate. You foolishly place trust, sense fear in your broken breathing, resort to shadows till your body's blessed. All creation has a promise of heaven, until you travel the road to hell. I'm saying nothing for the good of myself, but I'm still talking and you're not listening. If I could change your mind, I wouldn't save you from the path you wander in desperation, dreams, and this soul can set you free. And I still hear you scream in every breath, single mind, burning innocence, the fire to set you free.
VMV Nation with Chrome from Matter and Form. Now, VMV Nation are one of those bands that don't massively appeal to me. However, they have definitely got a knack of writing some damn good dance floor fillers, and that is one of them. That's, to be honest, my favourite track of theirs in recent times, and it is just still a storming dance floor track. And I know when they play Infest, they're gonna raise the roof off the place, because enough people love them to bits and dance to these big hits like that they've got. Absolutely brilliant. It kind of shows that VMV Nation are one of those bands that simply can, I don't know, prove that they're worthy of headlining something like Infest multiple times, which they have done, and they are doing again this time. So well worth getting along to see. And there you go, that was Chrome. Before that, I played Scandi with Crush on a Robot from the 13 Ways album. Now, it's not very rare, well, it's not very common that I'll repeat an artist in the same show, and that technically isn't the same artist as Icon of Coil, but it's the same guy. It's Andy LaPagua. It's one of his side projects after he did Icon of Coil. It's one he didn't seem to put too much effort into. He did one Storming album and a couple of, I think, EPs or something. I haven't got those. I've got the one album, and that is a Storming track as well, showing that he's got quite some quite diverse talents in the world of kind of electronic music. And that's the polished stuff that I do love to drag out every now and again. And before that, we had a local band, well, I wouldn't say local, I think they're Scotland-based, a new band called Surgeon, with a track called The Stranger from their recent album Vanity. Well worth getting hold of if you like that kind of thing. I love it to bits. They're great live, and hopefully I'm going to see them do a few more gigs. Brilliant stuff from them. Right, I have come to the end of the show. I've run out of time, as usual, but I think I've done it in an appropriate way, and I think I've filled the show quite evenly for once, rather than having to rush a track out at the end. So I'm going to finish with another band who are playing Infest. This is Mind in a Box with what used to be the Shortstorm version from the what used to be CD single. I'm going to be so excited to see these live at Infest. I hope I'll see some of you guys there. If not, well, I'll be here in a fortnight's time, as usual. So I'll be back in a fortnight just before Infest. And enjoy. See you later.
Your fallacy and light the fire that made you burn.